The liturgical sense of the readings at Mass.
Catholic Christianity is an upward moving religion, an ascending religion, and we are a people being raised, lifted up, ascending into Christ. For this reason, the liturgy itself is not only a participation in the transformation of our base nature into an ascending supernature, but in this very form, the liturgy physically transports us up, lifts our transformed natures into the kingdom of God, our Father's house. If you doubt this essential mission of the Catholic religion, consider the Gospels, where the ascending imagery is almost always associated with some sort of transformation, while the descending imagery is almost always associated with the base human nature that is now ready to encounter Jesus Christ. The preferred Greek word in the Gospels for descending is katabano, versus katheme, which merely means to sit down. For instance, Matthew chapter 14 verses 29 says, Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out, that is katabano, of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. In Mark chapter 15 verses 30, they taunted Jesus to come down, katabano, on their terms, save yourself, and katabano, from the cross. Jesus would descend from the cross to encounter us, but never on our terms. And that is precisely how ascension from descension works. It is only by the grace of God and the mercy of God that we come to the Father, that we ascend to the Father through Christ Jesus. In the Gospels, the temple in Jerusalem is always the highest point of ascension, and Jesus is always ascending towards his passion. But first, he must descend to preach, teach, and heal. In Luke chapter 2, verse 51, we see this from the very beginning. After the finding in the temple, the text says, and he descending katabano with them came to Nazareth and was obedient to them, that is, Joseph and Mary. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. Yes, the very first encounter of our Lord was with his parents. Before he encounters the rest of us, he too must have his ministerial transformation, which John the Waymaker witnesses, saying, I saw the Spirit descend as a dove from heaven, and it remained on him. Later in John, Jesus adds this same language to another sacrament, the Holy Eucharist, saying, I am the bread which katabano from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. Descending is the beginning of Christian encounter. It is a point from which we find ourselves so fallen and low in our natural self that in Christ Jesus we find hope in rising up and out of our miserable state and into the estate of our Father, which is our true inheritance. The preferred Greek for this instance is the opposite of katabano. It is anabino, meaning ascend, rather than egrio, meaning merely to arouse, as in God is able from these stones to raise up, that is, arouse children to Abraham. Not ascend children to Abraham. Here, God is not promising any sort of transformation of the rocks, merely that the rocks will still be rocks, but now aroused. Some instances of anabano also include a sacrament of baptism. According to Matthew chapter 3, verse 16, when Jesus was baptized, he anabanio, ascending immediately from the water, and behind, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God, katabanio, descend like a dove and come upon him. For Mark, the appointing of the 12 apostles was also a transformative ascension event, saying, Jesus ascended the mountain and called to him those whom he desired, and they came to him, meaning they too ascended to Christ to associate with Christ, which is a type of sacrament of holy orders, where the ordination, also called consecration, literally meaning being associated with the divine. Also prefacing the ascension to encounter his parents, Luke 2:42 says, and when he was 12 years old, they ascended anabanio according to custom. So there is always a relationship between ascension and descension, anabanio and katabanio. Such is also the case with the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist in John, where Jesus says, if this shocks you, then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? Which was a prophetic connection of the ascension of the Holy Eucharist with his ascension after the resurrection. And this is the very thing we hear from the first reading from Acts chapter 1 verses 1 through 11 for the feast of the ascension in this year C. Verses 6 through 9, which read, when they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He answered them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. This very thing is what Jesus prophesied in John 6. If this shocks you, what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It happened. Indeed. One thing we might miss out on the anabanio of our Lord is how shocking the actual ascension must have been to the apostles. Jesus was correct. The ascension event had to be far more shocking than him teaching that eating his flesh and drinking his blood gives us eternal life. Consider this from the apostles' perspective. First, there was a 3-year ministry that they followed Jesus everywhere. Then an emotionally wrenching night that led to his crucifixion. Then 3 days later, his shocking resurrection and return. And now, 40 days later, he is lifted up into the sky and a cloud took him from their sight. That had to be shocking, if not just a little overdramatic, even for God, who is the author of drama. But rather than let them meander in their shock, the text for the day concludes, while they were intently looking at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them and said, men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. Only if our eyes could see what truly happens at the moment of consecration during the liturgy of the Mass, we too might stand there shocked as the sky above the priest celebrant breaks open and comes Jesus descending again to encounter us again, but this time under the guise of bread and wine. It is true. The very reason why we have a feast of the Ascension is because he descended to us first. That is the story of salvation history. God encountered us so that we might come to him. And finally, in Christ Jesus, do we now have access to complete the journey all the way. In fact, the Christian life begins with this pattern of descension and ascension in baptism, where we are immersed and raised up, immersed and raised up, immersed and raised up a third time in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, katabagno and anabagno. Katabagno and anabagno. Katabagno and anabagno. In nomine Patris et Filii Spiritus Sancti. It is a beautiful thing that we witness at every elevation of the Holy Eucharist during the liturgy of the Mass. The body of Christ ascends before us. Corpus Christi. Amen. And descends into our bodies, katabagno, anabagno. The second reading of the Divine Symphony for the Feast of the Ascension from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 23. The optional second reading from Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 through 28 and chapter 10, verses 19 through 23. In the Gospel reading from Luke, chapter 24, verses 46 through 53, all concern why our Lord Jesus Christ ascended. It was for us, for our sake, for our salvation, for our intercession, for our judgment, for our ascension. And the reason why we can trust him with all these things is not just because he is God and he is true, but because he dwelt among us and he lives in us to this very day. The liturgy of the Mass captures all of this drama, from the baptism to the dismissal and everything in between. From our ascending processions to the sanctuary, up to communion, from our standing and sitting and kneeling, katabagno and anabagno, from the great descension of Christ Jesus, the Holy Eucharist, into our bodies, so that we might leave the Temple Mount of the New Jerusalem and descend into the world to be a type of him, that is, a Eucharistic people in the world, to encounter those far from him who is the true temple who has ascended for our sake. We cannot miss the singular point of the Feast of the Ascension, that this whole thing is not about him, but about all of us who are being called to come to him, to ascend to where he is through the grace of God and the sacraments of the church.
This is just one way how the readings at Mass this Sunday connect to the liturgy, and how the liturgy is forming us how to live our lives in the world. Be in the world which you have received through the liturgy. I am David L. Gray. Visit me online at davidlgray.info for more content and context about the liturgical sense of the Scriptures.